From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, in a speech to Parliament Tuesday, vowed to continue the fight against terrorism. The Syrian leader said the war will continue until terrorism is ripped from its root and vowed to liberate every inch of Syrian territory. He also accused Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, a chief foe in the civil war, of sending thousands of militants to the northern city of Aleppo. In Washington, U.S. spokesman Mark Toner called the tone of the speech vintage Assad.
He basically got up and said what he always says, which is that he's going to never back down, never step aside, going to keep up the fight, and never recognize the role that he has directly played in creating the conditions that exist today in Syria, where Daesh has been able to get a strong foothold and establish itself, where you've got segments of the population cut off from humanitarian assistance deliberately by the regime. This is a reality that he has single-handedly created.
Toner, who called the speech discouraging, appealed to Moscow and Tehran and those with influence on the Syrian leader to keep him from allowing the Geneva peace process to fall apart. An Egypt Air flight from Cairo to Beijing Wednesday was forced to make an emergency landing in Uzbekistan after the airline received a bomb threat. The plane with 118 on board was evacuated and searched. No explosives found. One of Egypt Air's aircraft crashed in the Mediterranean May 19th, killing all 66 on board. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul Tuesday killed 11, including 7 police officers, and wounded 36 others. The blast, which occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month Ramadan, is the fourth in the country so far this year. No immediate claim of responsibility. This is VOA News. A car bomb in Iraq's holy city of Karbala, southwest of Baghdad, Tuesday killed at least 5, wounded more than 20. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State often targets Iraq's Shia majority. President Obama and India's visiting Prime Minister Narendra Modi Tuesday highlighted strong bonds between the two countries at the White House. Mr. Obama said they're committed to signing the Paris Climate Change Agreement by year's end. He thanked Mr. Modi for his serious commitment to clean energy as well as the safe use of nuclear energy.
I indicated our support for India becoming part of the nuclear suppliers group, the abilities for technologies that are critical to India's development and prosperity being available. We also discussed in that same context our important work together around the non-proliferation of nuclear materials and technologies that could end up falling into the wrong hands.
They also discussed growing economic and security ties. China said its exports fell more than 4% last month, while imports also dropped slightly. The trade surplus came in at just under $50 billion. Meanwhile, China and the U.S. ended their 8th strategic and economic dialogue Tuesday in Beijing amid growing commercial and security tensions. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive Republican Party presidential nominee Donald Trump swept all 5 primary elections Tuesday, addressed his supporters in New York.
I'd like to begin by thanking the people of Montana, South Dakota, New Mexico, New Jersey, and California. We had some big, big days, and we have some big numbers coming in. Very big numbers.
Meanwhile, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton sailed to victory in the Democratic Party's primary elections of New Jersey, South Dakota, and New Mexico, 3 of 6 states holding ballots, declaring herself the first woman to secure a major U.S. political party presidential nod. Her rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won Montana and North Dakota. President Obama congratulated Clinton and plans to meet Sanders Thursday. The rights group Amnesty International has charged that albinos in Malawi are being targeted in what he called an unprecedented wave of brutal attacks. The group said attackers are seeking body parts for witchcraft. Simeon Mwanza is an Amnesty researcher.
The main recommendations for the government of Malawi is to protect the right to life and security of person for people with albinism, ensuring that people with albinism have access to education, including by looking at the conditions under which they are learning.
He said they often experience bullying and social exclusion. The head of the UN AIDS fighting organization named U.S. fashion designer Kenneth Cole as an international goodwill ambassador. Cole has a long history of AIDS activism. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.